this forever. Here we go. This is Bruce back here for my weekly visit with Coach Barr. And what we're going to talk about first is a look back at last weekend's games with BU here at the Alfond. On Friday night, I made a note on my little scorecard that I keep that said discipline with a big exclamation point, because you were staying disciplined. They were trying to bait you. The kids weren't reacting. Then the third period, you got an offensive zone penalty, and that sort of opened the gates a little bit, but you hung on for a good victory.
Yeah, I thought the guys played hard, and when we get three straight penalties called against them right at the end of the second, we score two goals, you're kind of asking for it a little bit.
And, yeah.
But we put ourselves in positions to take penalties by making, probably making bad decisions with the puck, and so we got what we deserved there. But I thought the guys, after the first 10 minutes of the third, kind of, righted the ship a little bit and calmed down. So, all in all, it was a pretty solid effort.
Yeah, I like the way you said calm down, because that's exactly what I made a note about that. It seemed that suddenly they said, okay, we got to go back to doing what we were doing before, because what we're doing now isn't working. I thought that was a real sign of maturity in the D core.
Yeah, they played, in all reality, that was a huge problem for us against BC. Just our D couldn't get us out of our zone, and, really had a hard time managing the puck and making plays. And I thought last weekend they were, way better. You start in net, and it's your D, then the next line, and then the forwards. I was a forward, so I can say this. I tell our team this all the time. Like, if you can't make plays out of your zone and shut down plays coming out of your zone, it doesn't matter, who you're playing against, you're going to have a long night. And we were much better at that last weekend.
Yeah, we've talked all season about there are no nights off in Hockey East, and I was really interested to read, I think it was on the USCHO website, or it may have been another place I was looking at, that's exactly what the headline was, no nights off in Hockey East, that it's so incredibly competitive. And Saturday night, a couple of bounces either way, and either team could have won that game. The energy was there. Albie was good all weekend. It's just a reality, I guess, that you don't have people put away until they're put away.
Yeah, we really needed it. We had a lot of chances to get the third goal over the course of the second half of that game on Saturday, and we couldn't. Their goalie played really well.
Yeah.
I wasn't upset with how, the result, the end of the game kind of stunk, obviously. Like, they didn't really have anything going in the last 10 minutes of the game. They would have faced off. We didn't block a shot. That was probably the problem there. That's a puck that can't get to the net, and there's six bodies around the net, and it ends up on one of their kids' sticks and puts it in. So, I don't think they really had any scoring chances in the third period, really, maybe outside of one or two. So, as far as the quality of which we played for most of that game, it was pretty high, and so it was definitely a step in the right direction from the previous weekend, and we'll need even better this weekend going into a place that we've really struggled at against a really good team.
Yeah, it's the Whittemore, you get on the big sheet. I know in the past players I've talked to, some of them love it, some of them don't. Obviously, New Hampshire plays there all the time. It's the border battle. It's the rivalry. It's all that. Not that I think there are any games in Hockey East that aren't rivalry games anymore. When you head down to New Hampshire, I mean, what do you really say? Do you say anything differently to the team because you're playing, I would assume not, but.
No, I think that for us, regardless of who we're playing, the step that we have to take is really just as a culture is, we can't accept less than a good performance from anybody on any given night anymore. If we want to do the things that we say we want to do, and that's really, and then when you go on the road in a hostile environment, as it will be, it'll be like, when teams come up here, it's really hard for them. That's what it is when we go and play there. And it's like that for everybody. Then the rivalry piece, and, we got blown out there twice last year. And, it takes everybody being you know, their best self. And we don't need heroes, and we don't need player, you know,
right.
any one guy to win the game for us or anything like that. But we can't have anybody that's a C or a D or an F.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of what we had a few weeks ago down in BC, and it was really disappointing for the squad. And that goes for us, too. That's not just on the players. It's coaches. I wasn't as good as I needed to be. But when you go into these hostile environments on the road like we're going to see tomorrow night, you have to be just better. We have to be 30% better than we are at home, just because we're not going to get that bump that we get when we walk out on the Alphon ice. They're going to have it. So that's really the opportunity that's in front of us, and I think that's what we're, you know, excited to see if we can take that step as a team.
Well, you're getting scoring up and down the lineup. I mean, when you Soli and Komarov and some of these guys are out there, it doesn't look any different than when the people we expect, the Renwicks and the Harrison Scotts and Linden and those players. That's got to bode well for the future, that you're getting more of that. I'm sure you want more production out of your top guys in terms of goals, but...
Yeah, I mean, I think there's still some steps that guys can take, and, you know, we have depth, and, you know, Komarov's been a good player for us, just steady, and you know, he doesn't always get all the time he probably deserves, but he's just a heavy player that has a really good impact to the game. Sully's a really good player. He's been up and down this year at times, and when he plays well, he's really good, like he was at the end of the year last year.
Yeah.
We need to find the consistency with him, and, you know, Calafiori and Pichette, some of these guys that have been really steady, you know, with their effort. But, you know, we're going to, again, like, if we're going to be the team that we want to be, you know, everyone needs to keep getting better, and especially, you know, to go in on the road and try to be your rival in a really hostile environment. That's that takes more. It takes more than we've been able to muster in the last couple of years. And obviously we didn't get it done 2 weeks ago. And that's but the beauty of our league is that we get these chances, you know, to come up more often than not. And you know, so hopefully we've learned from it.
Well, I wish you the best, and I look forward to talking to you next week after you return from New Hampshire. And hope it's a great trip down and a great trip back.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
it. I actually forgot. I'm glad you